us. Now, again, there is a couples conversation guide that's available. And for an additional $5, that would be a total of $20. We're going to make them both available to you. There'll be $4 postage and handling. Again, if you want the two, the combination, let us know. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Do it on our website, saveus.org. Write to us. And again, day after day, we're discipling for destiny, preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Today is no exception. Would you seriously consider becoming a partner with us? Don't delay. Do it today. Send your gift by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. And let's pray for these young people out there and even for some of us older folk who are finding ourselves in this situation.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of all listeners. The church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of John Quirk. And John was with the Central Intelligence Agency for 25 years. He's out of the CIA at the present time, but he still has contacts with people in intelligence work all throughout the world. He was living over in Turkey there for quite some time. He's been back a few months now. But certainly we're going to be talking about certainly what's going on in the Middle East. I believe it's not a matter of if, but when the war comes. Our attention is being focused on all sorts of other issues, and yet, of course, I believe that this is going to have a profound impact on what's going on in America. And if there is a war there, certainly I do not think that we're going to be able to sit back as we did during certainly the Vietnam War, and it didn't really affect us much here at home. And certainly the Korean War, the first Gulf War, the second Gulf War. I mean, a lot of people got killed over there recently. Of course, we've suddenly backing the rebels in Syria, killed probably close to 120,000 people. Innocent civilians, they wouldn't be dead if we weren't over there, certainly financing these radical Islamists. And why are we financing radical Islamists? I thought we were fighting radical Islamists. Well, we're fighting them in Al-Qaeda, and we're fighting them in Syria, but we're going to go to John Quirk and get his interpretation of what's going on there, because all of the old alliances seem to be changing, dramatic changes taking place over there, and you're not getting the true story. John, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Hi, Stan. Happy to be here, and there's a lot of updates on what's happening with Iran, all the countries in the area. I thought what I would do is try to summarize first some diplomatic things, second, in the intelligence war that's going on, and third, the military preparations that are actually happening now by a lot of countries. Quite frankly, I'm shocked at how aggressive the Obama administration is. They want a deal with Iran no matter what. They don't really care about Israel's input, the Democratic and Republican input that wants more sanctions. And basically, they've moved from, the Obama administration has moved from trying to have oversight on Iran's peaceful nuclear research, which they were willing to give in on, And their new proposal is basically enabling Iran to develop atomic bombs, yes, to develop atomic bombs, and even have long-range missiles that could reach the U.S. and Europe. And it's basically Iran is getting everything, and they're giving nothing. They continue to make bombastic remarks about Israel. And it's also, the whole area is so fragmented. Let me talk a little bit about the recent diplomatic moves. The United States is trying to convince Israel diplomatically not to worry about a deal. Okay, I don't know what they're offering Israel, but Israel is not buying it. Israel, on the other hand, has moved unbelievably in the diplomatic area. They've signed an agreement with the Saudis that they could use Saudi airspace. And not only that, the Saudis have offered them drones, tanks, helicopters, tanker refueling airplanes that the Saudis have, signals intelligence. And the Saudis have lobbied all the other Arab states who are against the proliferation of nuclear weapons by Iran to support Israel.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a minute. But ladies and gentlemen, everything is changing over in the Middle East. And what are we worried about? Well, we're worried about the football games.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Dr. Stan and Chris John is simply pointing out that certainly the Obama administration is making all sorts of concessions to Iran. They're going to go ahead and let them unfreeze their blocked funds. We're talking about $20, $30 billion. They're going to let them continue working with their nuclear development. And certainly this doesn't even seem to be that we're really concerned about them building a bomb as long as they promise to act responsibly. And, of course, the Saudi Arabians are furious with this. The Israelis are furious at this. We're telling the Israelis that we know what we're doing. The Israelis don't believe it. The Israelis do not believe you can trust the Iranians. The Iranians are working closely with the Russians. Netanyahu is going over to Moscow to try to get Putin not to back the Iranians, but that certainly I don't think is going to be successful. Everything is changing over there in the Middle East in preparation, I believe, for the coming war. How soon it's coming, I don't know, but certainly everything we're doing is to break our traditional relationships with Israel. And of course, as John pointed out, that either right before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving, there's going to be a move certainly in the Senate to actually encourage the use of sanctions and increase the sanctions against Iran. And of course, the Obama administration and Kerry are totally against that. They want to make the concessions to Iran to get any sort of a peace agreement over there. Only if they get a peace agreement with Iran, will Israel abide by it? Are we going to break our traditional relationship with Iran, with Israel? I mean, America has always been the country that backed Israel, and suddenly it looks like we're not going to be backing Israel. And certainly you can look at it from a political point of view. You could look at it from a spiritual point of view. Look at it from God's point of view. I think we're in real trouble. Go right ahead, John.
Well, today I talked to quite a few sources of mine. I talked to people in Saudi Air Force intelligence. I taught them last year in France, 14 officers. I talked to my Turkish sources in intelligence, my sources in Kurdistan, basically in Turkey, in Israel, certainly, in the Iranian community here, the Iranian community in Iraq. I have a very good friend of mine who's in the, she's in the parliament in Iraq. And basically, let me summarize what's happening with the intelligence war. Turkey is against Israel. Turkey is siding up, believe it or not, with Iran, even though Turkey is against Syria. And more Turkish military forces are on the Syrian border. But Turkey has had it with Israel. They've basically broken an agreement that goes back to 1958. And it's all part of Turkey moving more to Islam. But Erdogan in Turkey has serious problems with Islamists, with secular people, with the Jews. The Kurds are starting to give him trouble again, and he believes he has a lot of trouble with the United States. The United States has cut off drone shipments to Turkey. The United States under Obama has refused to open up an investigation by the FBI against Mr. Gulen, who's trying to take over the Turkish government.
No, let me, for our listeners out there, Mr. Gulen is one of the most wealthy men in the world. You're never going to hear about him because of the controlled media, but it's estimated that Gulen's wealth is about $50 billion, and he is pushing this radical form of Islam. He is actually living in Pennsylvania. He was thrown out of Turkey, and of course, then we brought him here under the auspices of the CIA that is backing Gulen, who's backing the Muslim Brotherhood, which we're fighting. Why would we be, the CIA, be backing Gulen and helping Gulen and certainly supporting Gulen, who's backing the Muslim Brotherhood? Those are our enemies, or are they, or is anything it appears to be? Go right ahead, John.
Well, the CIA would back Gulen because they see him as a possible person that would influence or take over the government. It's the same thing. The CIA backed the Muslim Brotherhood when Morsi was elected, but when it got tight, both the Pentagon and the CIA really helped the Egyptian military overthrow the Muslim Brotherhood. So CIA operates in a labyrinthian type of area. It's not black and white, and it's not even gray anymore. So anyway, to continue, Turkey is very anti-Israel. It's actually cozying up more to Iran, which is sad to say. It doesn't care about our 60-year alliance with NATO, and Turkey's a problem. Egypt, on the other hand, is supporting Israel. They're really wiping out the Muslim Brotherhood. And just to jump to a military, Israel needs Egypt to transport its ship and supplies through the Red Sea and the Suez Canal, which I'll talk about just in a minute. Hamas, which was at odds with Iran, is now getting in bed with Iran again, as is Hezbollah. Hezbollah is fighting with Syria and helping Iran defeat the opposition in Syria. And Hezbollah is actually feeling its oats. One of the military officers I know in intelligence in Lebanon told me that Hezbollah is not afraid of the Israeli Defense Forces. They feel that they have numerous brigade strength assets that could go back into Lebanon and fight Israel. Jordan is suffering tremendously because of all the refugees. Turkey is suffering because of the refugees from the Syrian war. Sectarian violence, as you see, is expanding in Iraq and Lebanon. The Iranian embassy was almost blown up today in Lebanon. The Azerbaijanis today just broke up an Iranian terrorist attack against the Israeli embassy. You almost need a scorecard because the war is actually starting, and it usually starts with intelligence operations. Now, on the military side of it, Israel has put to sea, just the last few days, 5 Dolphin Kilo-class submarines, and because they have good relations with Egypt, they are now transiting through the Suez Canal and down through the Red Sea into the Gulf of Aden, and then they'll be positioned in about a week or so in the Gulf of Oman and the Persian Gulf.
Now, do they have nuclear missiles on them? Are they just conventional missiles, or do we?
Yes. No. They only had one ship with nuclear missiles. Now, all 5 of their Kilo class submarines are nuclear tipped. All 5 of them. And this was not true a month ago.
All right, and okay, I think this is so important for our ladies and gentlemen to understand that we may be on the verge of a nuclear war. And basically, of course, Israel has to do everything they can. They feel that they're fighting for their very survival. You have to understand that Hezbollah, which is, of course, is directly financed by Iran, has 100,000 missiles in Lebanon. They have 100,000 missiles aimed at Israel. We don't know what's on those missiles. There may be some chemical weapons. There may not be. But even if they're just conventional weapons, they're sophisticated missiles, 100,000 missiles aimed at this little country of Israel. So Israel, I said, is going to have to do whatever they have to do to survive. And if they have to use nuclear weapons, ladies and gentlemen, they will. And as John is pointing out, why they have now their 5-kilo submarines, and the missiles there are nuclear tipped. This is what I was concerned about. Go right ahead, John.
Yeah, Israel, this is the amazing thing. The United States is pulling its military forces out, and none of our forces are on alert, not in Romania, not Bulgaria, where we have bases, not in Germany. Our airplanes are not on alert in the Indian Ocean and Diego Garcia. Our carrier task forces have been pulled out. And
I think it's so vitally important because we have this from our other informants over there that we're pulling at least one of our carriers back. And we used to have 4 or 5, certainly a carrier task force there, either in the Mediterranean or there in the Red Sea and the Persian Gulf. And we're pulling them all out, or most of them out. Is that right, John?
Yeah, they've been out for weeks, and now we're pulling. We have a big destroyer base in Bahrain. They're pulling a lot of the destroyers out, which makes the Saudis angry because we've always protected Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, Dubai, and even Oman. And the British have pulled their forces out. They're allies of the United States. And the amazing thing, the Iranians are not stepping up any military actions in anticipation of making peace with the United States and the European powers. So the Iranian Air Force, and I checked this with a lot of sources, and the Navy are not doing any provocative actions in the Gulf. They're not planning to block the Gulf. They think that an agreement with the United States is going to give them lots of things. They are already planning how to spend the money that Obama is going to unfreeze. They don't seem to be worried that the Senate, just a couple days before or after, are actually our Senate, are going to put even more tougher sanctions on. And they think that once they make peace with the United States and Europe, and they have access to that $12 billion, $12 to $15 billion that's been frozen, that will free them up and they can do anything that they want. And of course, there's not going to be much oversight on the nuclear agreement with Iran. This is what's really bothering the Israelis. The Israelis, my colleagues and sources in both Shin Bet, the Israeli FBI, and Mossad, and diplomats, are just astounded how the United States can go forward and not get any kind of concessions out of Iran. The second thing is, while we're trying to make peace with Iran, the Iranians are going forward making all kinds of scurrilous comments about Israel. I mean, this is information that's unbelievable. Now, in the military components, just to complete, Israel has about 180 airplanes, and the Saudis said they could fly over their airspace, so they don't have to worry about any other option.
And they can go directly from Saudi Arabia right into Iran. This is what it was all about, and because Saudi has certain air bases over there. Apparently, the Saudis have a fuel tanker, so they could fuel the Israeli jets. And suddenly, Israel, remember how things were 3 months ago, 2 months ago. Now, suddenly, Israel and Saudi Arabia are working very closely together. We're going to be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty, our guest, John Quirk.
While a storm clouds gather.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan and John is simply talking about the fact there's a million refugees from Syria, and these people are in terrible shape. I mean, they've been forced out of the country. They're living in Turkey. They're living in Jordan. And there's not enough food and water, food and supplies, medical supplies, getting into them. These are people just totally destitute. A million refugees over there, because we're not talking very much about them. I mean, after all, there's so many important things going on here at home that we're really unconcerned of the fact that we're over there financing suddenly the rebels. But the rebels now are not doing so well. The rebels that we're backing are not doing well in Syria. Apparently the Al-Qaeda is getting strengthened over now suddenly in the southern part of Syria. And of course, if they were to win, why then of course we'd have another Al-Qaeda state over there that came to power because of American activities. And if you think a lot of this doesn't make sense, well, it doesn't make sense if you're looking at it logically. Maybe there's some other reason that we don't understand. But certainly, because Turkey is aligning certainly with the forces against the Iranians, and they're very concerned about what's going on. And there's tremendous instability in Jordan. This has been a traditional monarchy under the king there, but he's having real trouble because of so many groups there in Jordan, and certainly it could very well, but it'd be a destruction, certainly a destruction or an overthrow of the Jordanian government down the line. All of this area is just a seething hotbed of confusion, and certainly it's all going to break out, I fear, in the very near future with violence. But go right ahead, John.
See, these countries are all extremely nervous. Egypt is nervous because we've cut off aid to them. Saudi Arabia is nervous because we're making peace with Iran. Kuwait is nervous, and the rest of the Gulf states are nervous because the basic issue here, there's two basic issues. One of the basic issues is that the Gulf states are Sunni, and they've had long enmity against Iran, which is Shia, and they see Iraq sectarian violence starting again between the old Ba'ath party of Saddam Hussein, who are Sunnis, against the existing government of Maliki, who are Shia. So it's a Sunni-Shia thing. The other problem, and this is where I don't understand Mr. Obama's policy, the people in Iran are run by basically these mullahs that believe in an apocalyptic scenario. They hate Israel. They don't really give any human rights at all or democracy to the people in the country, and that's what the United States is supposed to stand for. We bug the Chinese all the time about human rights, and here we're making peace with Iran, and we don't talk about their human right issues. Iran is regarded as the worst human rights country in the world. Plus, not only that, they are supporting a war in Syria. They are supporting Hamas with rockets. And the peace agreement Mr. Kerry is working out doesn't address any of those issues. So it seems with the fact that the United States is pulling its troops out, we're like Pontius Pilate. We're kind of washing our hands of the whole thing and just backing out of the Mideast completely. And as you back out, as they see the weakness of the United States, of course you're going to form new alliances, the Saudis and the Arabs with Israel, Egypt today with Israel, Jordan with Israel probably, okay? Turkey against Syria, but Turkey against Israel. And then Iran, is trying to forge a tougher alliance with Russia, China, of course, Iraq, and the Hezbollah in Lebanon. So all of these things, plus the United States is not negotiating very well with Karzai in Afghanistan, who, by the way, stole about $2 billion of our money and is starting to badmouth the United States now. So the whole region is really, it's more than a tinderbox. And you can usually tell from my experience in working in intelligence, when the different intelligence agencies are trying to develop sources, like the Turks and are against Israeli intelligence now. They just blew a big Israeli spy network of Iranians, damaged the Israeli intelligence tremendously. People are trying to recruit the Kurds to spy for them. Hezbollah has expanded its intelligence capabilities against Israel. They have now signals intelligence. They have technical intelligence, which they never had before, funded by the Iranians, by the way. And all of these different areas, all these different intelligence agencies that are basically the big ones, Turkey, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Iran, some of the Gulf states, and the U.S. are all starting to jockey for position. And as they jockey for position in this area, they feed information to the military, and the military starts lining up what they're going to do.
Hold that thought for just a moment here. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're pulling our naval forces out of there. You're not hearing about that on ABC, CBS, and NBC. You're not going to hear the truth of the regular media.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly John is just talking about what's going on in Europe. There's a tremendous unrest. There were demonstrations, certainly in France just today. Certainly the Germans are very unhappy with the United States because we find out that they found out that we'd been spying on Mrs. Merkel going back for a decade, even long before she was became the prime minister over there, why we were spying on her. We have extensive spying. We're spying on everybody over in Europe. In fact, we were doing it long before this war on terrorism, and people are simply angry. The fact that we're spying on them, supposedly with they're our allies, and we're spying on them. And then, of course, as far as what's going on over certainly in the Middle East there, where, of course, the Obama administration is intent upon making peace with Iran no matter what. And, of course, certainly the American Senate, the U.S. Senate, under pressure from the Israeli lobby, is trying to block these peace efforts. But what Obama is offering, they are offering Iran everything. They're going to lift the sanctions. They're going to be able to sell their oil. They're going to be able to continue their development of nuclear weapons and basically supposedly no more centrifuges. But they've already got tens of thousands of centrifuges over there. And basically, because they're supposedly, they're going to have to cut back on somewhat on their enriched uranium. I personally believe they already have bombs. I have this from other sources. But whether they have the nuclear bomb or not, certainly, they could have one within just a very, very few weeks. But it doesn't seem to really bother the Obama administration. They're willing to make any concessions that they have to, Mr. Kerry, the Obama administration, willing to make any concessions to get some sort of a peace agreement. And of course, the Israelis are saying, look, you cannot trust them. I mean, they are simply a couple of weeks away from getting a bomb. We will not allow this to happen. And of course, Israel is planning and making arrangements, certainly, to act unilaterally independent of the Obama administration. At least this is the story we're being told. Go right ahead, John.
Well, you know, every president has had a major doctrine that's pretty consistent from president to president, whether you're Democrat or Republican. When we have national security issues and foreign policy issues and international relations, we always close rank. You had the Reagan doctrine, which defeated the communists in Russia. You had the Clinton doctrine, which was very successful. You had George Bush's senior's doctrine, which was fairly successful. And you had a number of different doctrines, we call them in international relations, that were consistent. The Obama, who used to criticize Mr. and Europe used to criticize Mr. Bush for his doctrine of being too neocon, too conservative. This is what Mr. Obama has been able to do. He's offended Europe. He's at odds with Egypt. We don't even talk to them anymore because of although we've helped overthrow the Muslim Brotherhood, because in defense of democracy, we had to say to the Egyptians, we're cutting off aid. The Saudis are making up the aid. So Egypt's angry at us. Saudi Arabia is angry at us. Israel's angry at us. Turkey, which is one of our oldest allies, is angry at us. Syria is laughing at us. Jordan is a nervous wreck. They see the passiveness of Obama's administration, and they're very nervous. Mr. Maliki came a couple weeks ago begging for more aid from Mr. Obama. Mr. Obama said no, so the Iraqis, whether they're right or not, are angry at us. Mr. Karzai openly denigrates the United States and the Obama doctrine, and yet we continue to keep our troops there and give them money, and his family has stolen a lot of money. And then north of Iran, where you have Turkmenistan, Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, and then farther towards China, Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan, these countries are watching, Uzbekistan, they're watching the failure of United States foreign policy. And then, of course, we have the lack of confidence in Europe, and we have the expansion, of the Chavistas in Latin America. So I would give Mr. Obama's foreign policy a D- or an F, and it's continuing. And I think what's going to probably happen after he makes peace with Iran, we're going to lose more allies. People just will not trust the United States. And I don't think Israel can be a regional power, okay? It may have a strong military power, but eventually the other shoe is going to drop and Iran will strike back at them. There could be fractures within the Arabs that are now supporting an Israeli attack, but the Arabs are very mercurial. They could abandon them. And then the whole issue of the Palestinian crisis is coming up. The Turks are very angry about Israel, about not doing more for the Palestinians. The Arab states could jump on that and they could start, you know, complaining and attacking Israel. They don't want them to be a regional power. So the whole area is really a mess. And what you may see now, you may see the United States and Iran make peace or have some kind of agreement, maybe not a full-fledged agreement, but we would unfreeze their assets and let them ship some of their oil and give them oil technology. We would certainly, in a peace agreement, recognize them as the regional power. But you may see that Iran may start to be a little passive themselves to try to avoid a full conflict with the Israelis, because the Israelis have tactical nuclear weapons. And I know for a fact that the Israelis have warned, and Iran is very, very paranoid about their culture. Okay, they have warned Iran that they would take out Tehran, Mashhad, possibly Esfahan. They would take out Bandar al-Bas. These are religious Shiraz. These are very important cities with smaller nuclear weapons. The trouble is the Iranians have a religious fanatical government, and this religious fanatical government is almost impossible to deal with. So I think in the next 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to see probably military strikes and an expanded war.
And I think that's really what really concerns me so much, ladies and gentlemen, is that this could happen sooner or later. We don't know when it's going to happen, but suddenly there's a great deal to suggest that if Obama goes ahead and makes peace with the Iranians and allows them to continue developing their nuclear technology and nuclear weapons and without suddenly restrictions, that Israel will act. This is certainly what Netanyahu has said, and I think they're intent upon it. And I'm even more convinced of that because of the increasing closer relationship between Israel and Saudi Arabia. And the only reason you'd have that go together is because the Saudis fear of the Iranians probably far more than they feel the Israelis. So go right ahead.
Well, Iran's nuclear aggressiveness threatens Israel and threatens the Arab states. So it's not just Israel. And when Netanyahu spoke before the UN, he said, if we have to stand alone, we will stand alone. And what's interesting, over the last 6 weeks, although Mr. Kerry has been on the phone and visited Mr. Netanyahu, they are 360 degrees apart on what they believe in would be Iran's bid for nuclear weapons, okay? Netanyahu and most of Israelis now in the polls believe that Iran's bid for atomic bombs threatens the future of the Jewish state. I mean, today, Khamenei, the supreme leader, called the Israelis rabid dogs. And the United States comes out and says, hey, that's wrong. You shouldn't say that. But we continue to negotiate with the Iranians with that kind of bombastic rhetoric. So today, Netanyahu is doing everything with France and Russia that they will try to block the United States peace agreement. But I think Russia, China, France, eventually France, Britain, and Germany, you know, they call them the P5 plus one, is eventually going to give in, and they're going to make peace, or sign not peace, but sign an agreement with Iran. So it's very bad. I think that the other thing that's bad is there's so much fragmentation with all these different countries lining up with different allies, similar to what happened just before World War One. Now, Netanyahu did say, you know, he left the door open. He said he'd be willing to look at a temporary agreement, like an interim agreement where the Israelis would give up all uranium enrichment, okay, and that sanctions would be given up. Now, the fly in the ointment there is that the U.S. Senate actually wants both Democrats and Republicans, they finally agree on something. They want even tougher sanctions against Iran, because, and the Israeli lobby has pulled out all the stops in the last few weeks. They have American Jewish leaders going to every member of the Senate and House lobbying against what Obama wants to do. And so the whole situation is fragmented. Nobody really knows what's going to happen in the end. But I believe Mr. Obama will announce some type of agreement, and that will be in the next week, couple weeks after that. That'll be the catalyst for Israel to take military action.
And, of course, the thing is that certainly Obama can negotiate a treaty with Iran, but it has to be ratified by the Senate, and the Senate is not about to ratify a treaty that's going to give Iran all these benefits and certainly all these concessions. So, basically, of course, this whole everything going on over there is an exercise in futility, but what it does is certainly going to create a situation where Israel is going to have to decide, are they going to act, and they are going to act independently. Obama can certainly sit on his hands and say, well, gee, I'm trying to get this Senate to sign this, but the Israelis are realistic enough to know that they are going to have to take action, and if they do, heaven knows, you know, it's one thing to start a war, but you never know how a war is going to end up. Go right ahead, John.
Yeah, the other thing that we don't know, we don't really have good intelligence on this from defectors. We don't know that if the Senate blocks any kind of agreement or they try to put tougher sanctions on Iran in the next couple weeks, then we're in a poker game. And then what Iran would do is actually accelerate what they have in centrifuges and enriched uranium and probably make a couple bombs. So this over the, we're out of time. We've been playing with this now for about 7 or 8 years, maybe 10 years. We're out of time. The Iranians have pushed it. They're very close to having nuclear weapons. The Israelis have had it. And you have the United States that I think is trying to make peace at the wrong time. The other thing is the United States over the last 6 years has offered the Iranians everything and they haven't budged an inch and they're really not budging now. We get nothing from them. It's even gone beyond us permitting Iran to have peaceful nuclear research, which they said they would not give in. But I don't think we can even control their development of bombs in the next few weeks. So no matter what happens, I think that there's going to be a conflict. Either Iran will be the catalyst or the United States agreement with Iran will be the catalyst and Israel will have to take action. By the way, Israel today, I talked to many people in the last few days in Israeli former military current. They're fully confident that they can take out their reactors and the centrifuges, and even the deep bunkers. They have bunker busters now. They feel that they can take Hezbollah out. And what's helped them is this whole thing that Saudi Arabia has kind of come to their aid. I mean, this is incredible. An Arab country that has been at odds with Israel, that doesn't have diplomatic relations, but in Saudi Arabia has even funded al-Qaeda. They actually started al-Qaeda with bin Laden. They're now allied with Israel. So Israel feels they're in a very good position. They feel that they are stroking France about arms sales and trade. They feel that they have a great alignment with Egypt now, and they're defeated the Muslim Brotherhood, which protects their flank and offers the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden passage for their submarine. They feel that their economy is very strong. They feel that they have pinpointed where most of the Hezbollah rockets are. They feel that they've got Hamas under control. So they're very confident, and they have this dome that the United States has given them. They've increased all of their first aid, water, gas masks from all their hospitals. They've built more underground bunkers. Their intelligence operatives are keeping an eye on Iranians in Latin America and Europe. I mean, so they feel very confident that they could get away and basically defeat the Iranian nuclear research project.
And let me just comment, we do have our certain informants over in Israel who keep us appraised of what's going on. They're living certainly in the civilian population. And as John said, everybody's getting a gas mask over there. Everybody is certainly getting a safe room. And they developing these rooms so that they would be able to get in there and stay there, certainly, and where they would not be affected if there were chemical weapons used. The people of Israel are ready for war, and this has not been this way before. Right at this time, they're preparing. They believe that the war is coming. It's not a matter of if, but when. And suddenly, they are preparing. The civilian population prepared. The government's preparing for war, and the average American has no idea what's going, because, of course, the media here is giving us all sorts of extraneous information, but not telling you what's really going on. Go right ahead, John.
You see, our other adversaries are in a very good position. China has plenty of oil. They don't need much more oil from Saudi Arabia. They now have pipelines into Uzbekistan and Russia. Russia is in a good position because the Obama people have given them, basically a carte blanche in Syria. They're not worried about losing their naval base in Syria. They're kind of staying out of it. Putin is going to look like a statesman and poked us in the eye, plus poked us in the eye about letting this Eric Snowden stay, the NSA guy, which has offended our PR relations. The big loser in the whole thing may not be Israel or Iran. It probably will be the United States economically. And if there is a protected war, the real loser is not going to be China or Russia. The real loser is going to be Europe, NATO, and the United States.
And America can't keep spending money we don't have, actually creating $1 trillion a year. Remember, it took us 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. We do that every year now, and we've done this for the last five years. $1 trillion in debt, and we get into a war. Why, it'll really cost money. Our guest has been John Quirk. And John, would you like to tell people how they can get in touch with you if they need to?
Yeah, my email is irgglobal@aol.com. And I'm probably going to be going back either to Turkey or Israel in early December, and maybe we can do a show from over there.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I do hope you enjoyed the conversation with John. And John, basically 25 years with the CIA, has all sorts of contacts, and he, of course, had talked with people all over the Middle East and the Near East, suddenly this last couple of days, in preparation for this program. And you're never going to get an analysis of what's going on like you heard tonight. And I hope that you'll certainly want to get copies of this CD of this program. Probably will put together a four-tape set of my recent interviews with John, because we're certainly on the verge of a major war. And if you think that we're going to have a major war over there in the Middle East that is not in any way going to affect you, I think you are sadly mistaken, because I think God is going to bring his judgment on America, because, of course, we have been financing the war in Syria over there. We've been financing the rebels. We've killed 120,000 innocent men, women, and children. And they would not be dead if we had not been funding the rebels, the Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, the radicals over there fighting in Syria. And we've actually done the same thing. We've disrupted the government in Egypt. We've disrupted the government in Tunisia. We've disrupted the government in Libya. And we're certainly already, of course, Turkey is moving rapidly towards the Muslim Brotherhood. Why? Because of Mr. Gulen. Mr. Gulen, of course, is working behind the scenes in Turkey. The Turkish government threw him out of the country, so he came to live in Pennsylvania. And, of course, under the full auspices of the CIA, he is working to bring the radical Islamic movement to Turkey and the remainder of the countries over there in the Middle East. And you say, why? Why in heaven's name are we financing the people who are financing the Muslim Brotherhood? And the answer is very simple. You can't have a war unless you have an enemy. That's what we did with the Nazis during World War II. If you haven't heard the 4-CD set, Operation Paperclip, you need to get it, Operation Paperclip. You need to get, Sydney, my 4-CD interviews with Sydney John Loftus. It's called The War Against the Jews, The War Against the Jews, a 4-CD set on how we financed the Nazis both before the war and during the war and after the war. If you haven't read the book, Gray Wolf, about Adolf Hitler and how he escaped to South America, and people say that couldn't be true. It couldn't be true. Well, I actually interviewed the author of the book, and he was very, very believable. Why should we believe anything we're told, ladies and gentlemen? We're living in a lie, and unfortunately, most people really don't understand what's going on today. But there really are demonic forces working behind the scenes. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret. America's Nazi Secret. John had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret. You need to get America's Nazi Secret. His other book, The Secret War Against the Jews, and my 4-CD set with him, The War Against the Jews. You need to, Chris, if you want to know how we finance the Nazis, you need to get Dr. Cuddy's book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. Or is it that we have Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler? But you see, you can't let the American people understand that we finance our enemies, but that's just what we're doing over in the Middle East today. As the CIA is funding Mr. Gulen, and of course he's got his $50 billion, mainly from the drug trade, and of course what's going on in Afghanistan, why do we still have our troops there? Our troops are guarding the poppy fields. Our troops are guarding the poppy fields. If we pull our troops out, the Taliban had burned out the heroin fields. If you don't understand what this is about, go back and read the story of the opium wars. They were fought in China between the British government and the Chinese. And it wasn't that the British wanted to do away with the opium trade. The Chinese government wanted to do away with the opium trade. The English Secret Service wanted to maintain it so they'd have the money to maintain the control of the world. That's what the opium war is about, and that's what's going on today in Afghanistan. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. We hope you can finance and help us do what we're doing. But if not, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who is an investigative reporter who lived in Israel for 30 years. But because he was getting so close to the total depravity and corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government, forces there that certainly are not working to preserve Israel as traditionally, but have their own specific agendas with loyalties, certainly having nothing to do with the Jewish state. Because Barry was getting very close to that and exposing many of the crimes carried out by the leading people there in Israel, there were actually attempts on Barry's life. He had to flee. He's living here in the United States. So we'd like to have him on a regular basis to bring us up to date on what's really going on in the world today, and simply the things that are going on in Israel many times can actually influence what goes on here in the United States, including the assassinations of prominent Americans. And with that as a background, Barry Shamish, pick up the story.
Yeah, I saved this story. Luckily, I haven't been on this station before, so you haven't heard this. But I saved it. By the way, in my time zone, it's the 50th anniversary of the murder of President Kennedy. So I saved this story for that night. And heck, I'm going to even tell it. You're first, but I'm going to tell it again tomorrow on the anniversary. Look, this was also the 18th anniversary, November. Well, this month was the 18th anniversary of the murder of Yitzhak Rabin. And Now, I'm going to introduce someone you probably don't know, but nonetheless, Haggai Amir is the brother of the patsy, that's Yigal Amir. He was freed from jail. He served 16 years for being a co-conspirator. And you would think that now that he's free, he would open his mouth. Well, he is, actually. He's opening his mouth, but he's saying something that logically isn't good for him, his brother, his family, the works. Now, I'm going to ask you to follow me a little bit.
Oh, I think, but please tell our listeners who you're talking about. Who is Amir?
What do you mean? I just said he was the patsy for the murder of Rabin.
Okay, he was the patsy for the murder of Rabin. Okay, go ahead.
Right. His brother, Haggai, served 16 years for being a co-conspirator. And he was released last year, but he's kept his mouth shut until this anniversary of the Rabin assassination. And he opened his mouth finally to a journalist from the Sydney Morning Herald. His name is Ori Golan. If, you know, it's not a name anyone's going to remember for too long, but that's what happened.
What did he say to this journalist?
Well, he declared that he's guilty.
Okay.
And without regret. Look, I'll quote. I hear the music already.
All right, fine. Now, is this the brother that you're speaking of specifically?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. So basically, he's been in jail for 16 years, released now. And he's coming out and saying that he was actually part of this conspiracy to kill Rabin.
Yes.
All right. We're going to be back with Barry Samish in just a moment here. But certainly, Barry certainly has been following this story for a long period of time and basically was the first one of the few people who actually was able to convince a lot of the people over in Israel that they would not been told the truth, that the man who shot Rabin was the patsy. And the last thing, of course, they could let the American, for the Israeli people realize is that their president, like our president, was assassinated by the government.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Thought, hold the thought. Okay, well, Barry is certainly talking about the medical report on the Rabin, basically. Where was Rabin shot? Well, of course, the assassin was standing behind him, but of course, the shot that killed him came from the front. So go ahead with the story.
Right. So what Peter Goldman told me was, listen, this doesn't make sense, what he's saying, but who knows the pressures he's under to do this. This guy knows Israel very well, and he said there's got to be a squeeze and a really scary one, who knows the threats and all this. But here's what Haggai Amir told, again, Ari Golan, when he finally opened his mouth this month. He told Golan that he was surprised at how easy the assassination went. Here's the quote. I mean, the Shin Bet, that's internal security, by the way, works and trains for exactly this sort of scenario, he said. The ease with which Yigal Amir killed Rabin at close range is, quote, the reason for all the conspiracy theories, he suggested. You know what? He's right about that. But I show that on film. I show the Shin Bet guard. As soon as he sees Yigal Amir, steps back, lets Rabin, leaves him unguarded. And I showed this on the film. And, well, I'll do the plugging later. The name of my book is Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? We'll get to how do you get it later. But in short, what Haggai Amir is doing, he's rebuking his mother. Now, Gil Amir was the main snitch to JFK Jr. He had a magazine called George. And in the March 1997 issue, he did 13 pages.
Wait a minute, but who did 13 pages? Kennedy JFK did 13 Jr. pages. Right. Kennedy did 13 pages talking about the murder of Rabin. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is not John Kennedy. This is his son.
His son, obviously.
His son is writing. Right, his son is writing there, and he's writing in George magazine. And immediately after that, why, President Kennedy's son dies in supposedly an airplane accident with a plane. Something's wrong. He just crashes the plane. And that isn't what happened at all. And that's what Barry's going to tell you, is they killed John Fitzgerald Kennedy's son because he told the truth about what happened with Rabin's assassination. Go right ahead.
Well, that's not right. I'll get to it. Certainly, he was the only publisher of any major publication who wants to get to the bottom of this. And by the way, I have no doubt he had many, many thoughts about his father when he decided to tell the truth about Rabin. All right. But we'll get to that. We have to do this logically and slowly, unfortunately. Gil Amir is Haggai's mother. And, well, she was the snitch to John F. Kennedy Jr. and George Magazine. She was the main snitch. She believes that her son Yigal was set up to take the blame for Rabin's death, but didn't actually kill him. And what Haggai said, again, this month, he just said nonsense. Quote, he shot him, he stated. Look, let's just say that people came to me in Israel. I didn't even have to be serious investigative report. They came to me. I didn't have to go to them. I was selling books at the Jerusalem Book Fair, and I was taken aside by two, well, these men claimed that they were members of the Shin Bet. And they told me, and by the way, I wrote this, and Peter remembered it. A lot of things have slipped my mind, but he remembered it, what they told me, and this turned out to be right. And they said, look, Yigal Amir, when he was taken into his arraignment, was shouting that Lee Harvey Oswald, he was the patsy, but he says, you guys don't know what happened. I'm innocent. And by the way, he was shouting something truthful. By the way, again, when it comes to Oswald, he was probably lying about that. But Yigal Amir wasn't. They took him away for 2 weeks, and when he came back, he was just such a perfect stooge. He admitted to everything. Now, what these two agents of the Shin Bet told me, I remember I was by my table. They said, we don't want to talk publicly, and we walked away for a while. They said, listen, Amir was given a very straight choice during those 2 weeks. He was held in solitary, and we got him. We were the only ones to get him and talk to him, and they said, we're going to give you a choice. You can continue to claim your innocence, and you're dead. And your family's going to die, too. We're going to start killing Amirs. But if you play ball with us, all right, you're going to go to prison. Nothing we can do about it, but we'll let you get married in prison. We'll let you even have children. Now, nobody believed me when I wrote that. It was too far in the future. Now, what do you know? He was allowed to get married. Now, there was this Russian. She came to some event in Tel Aviv. She came to neutralize me. When I tell you, well, the internal security of Israel really were watching me and following me. And here she was, the bride of Yigal Amir. Now, this Russian lady, well, she divorced her husband to marry Yigal Amir. Now, this...
And Yigal Amir is in prison for having murdered the prime minister. Go ahead.
Well, he's in solitary. He's not supposed to see anyone, but he can get married. And I wrote that years before it happened. And there she was. And I remember the event, and I walked out. I said, we're being set up.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you have to explain to your listeners what happened. Did this woman approach you?
Oh, my goodness. You're asking me to go back. We met each other, all right? I'm not sure of the exact circumstances. My mind isn't as youthful as it should be. But, yeah, we met each other. Nonetheless, she was married and divorced her husband to marry Yigal Amir, the murderer of Yitzhak Rabin.
Right.
And she had a baby. Yigal Amir fathered a son with her. And that son was raised in the same house as before, with the same husband as before. She never left her husband, but she married Yigal Amir and had a child with him. And they raised the child. A very weird story, but it's true. I wouldn't lie to you, folks. You have to read my writing to understand how weird this was. But the real issue, getting back to the story, is that Geul Amir, Haggai Amir's mother, again, he was the brother who sat for 16 years as a co-conspirator in the murder of Rabin. She was the one, I assume she was the major snitch to John F. Kennedy Jr., who had a very popular magazine. He was a successful publisher. It was called George. It didn't last for a long time afterwards, but he for whatever reason, was the only publisher in the world, let alone America, who was mainstream. And that's the important thing. The man was a Kennedy. He was respected. And he didn't think that the murder of Yitzhak Rabin was the way the official story went.
And so he actually wrote the story out.
I'm not sure if he wrote it.
Well, anyway, he published it, and basically shortly after that, and saying that what we've been told about the murder of Rabin wasn't right, shortly after that, he has a plane accident and dies.
Well, pretty shortly. Look, I'm going to read you from an article that came out on the Internet and was sent to me. And, well, I don't even know where it's from, but it was sent to me. The headline is, Kennedy was treading on Israeli ground. Now, remember this, for this anniversary, they didn't tell the truth about the murder of John F. Kennedy Jr. All I can say is they're hiding lots of stuff about the murder of his father. Now, I don't doubt that Lee Harvey Oswald shot him. I want to know who he was working for. And that's where a Frontline, I watched their document, even they were forced to admit they're hiding lots of stuff about his motive.
You're talking about Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yes.
All right, fine, because I don't think he did, but that's a
difference. I didn't before as well.
Well, I've talked to people who were the CIA, who actually were told by the CIA that they arranged for the whole thing. But be that as it may, the important thing is basically that John Kennedy Jr. actually wrote an article, or they published an article in his magazine, George, about the murder of Rabin. And suddenly pointing out that what we've been told wasn't true. And it was sometime after that why there's a mysterious suddenly airplane accident and John Kennedy Jr. is dead. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Mr. Stanberry was simply reading from an article that had talked about the fact that JFK Jr. was looking into the background of the assassination of the Israeli Prime Minister Rabin, and he had published this one article, and he was planning then on going to talk to the people in the Mossad to get the information about who really murdered Rabin. When, of course, there's this tragic plane accident, and his plane supposedly crashes, and as it's coming in for its landing, and of course, that isn't what happened at all. All the evidence suggests, of course, that there was an explosion on the plane, and that then everything was done to cover up the fact that they had murdered John Fitzgerald Jr., John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. Of course, Barry's on the front lines of this because, of course, he was one of the key people pointing out that Rabin had not been murdered, as we have been told. He was murdered, certainly, by the man who had gone to prison. Certainly, Amir had been told, if you don't confess to this, why, you and your entire family will be murdered. Now, that may sound a little absurd, except I personally had talked to the brother of San Giancano. This man's name was Chuck Giancano, and I asked him, why did Ruby murder Oswald? And of course, Chuck Giancano personally told me, because they told Ruby that that his brother, Sam Giancano from the CIA, from the Mafia, who worked very closely with the CIA. The Mafia does work very closely with the CIA. And according to Sam Giancano's brother, his brothers told me that they had told Jack Ruby, either you certainly go into the police station and kill Lee Harvey Oswald, or you and your entire family will be tortured to death. And Jack Ruby knew that they were deathly serious, and that's why he killed Oswald. You'll never hear that story, but that's exactly what Chuck Giancano told me. And it's something very, very similar to that Barry was told. That is the reason that Amir admitted to carrying out the assassination. Go right ahead.
Yes. Look, I'm not going to dive into Ruby. For some reason, the police force knew him well, but he had to pose as a reporter translating into Hebrew. Well, he said he was a Hebrew reporter from Israel at the police station. If the cops knew him, why bother with his cover story? But that's a separate issue, okay? The point is, on the day that JFK Jr.'s plane supposedly crashed because of poor visibility. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. He had a broken leg, which it wouldn't have made a plane crash into the Atlantic. All right, maybe on a runway, but not over the Atlantic and straight down. Nonetheless, there were four people in Martha, at least that I found on Martha's Vineyard, seeing the explosion.
We've been told it is, it blew.
He went and he oversaw this. Now, I don't have proof of that. I have lots of other proof. What was he doing in Washington? And then after JFK Jr. was cremated, he went back to Israel. Now, the Navy sent out, well, first of all, they had to get the bodies. The Navy got the bodies. But, well, if you want to destroy evidence, you cremate it. They put the bodies on board, what was it, a destroyer probably, and they had a ceremony that all of America watched where the ashes, I'll be back in 1 second, I hear the music.
Well, basically, why would they cremate all three bodies? I mean, as I recall, they were Catholic, and I think Catholics don't believe in cremation. Why would they do that? Well, they cover this up, just like Osama bin Laden. You remember Osama bin Laden? There are no pictures of him, but we're told, that they immediately took him out to the Indian Ocean, and they wanted to get him buried before sunset, because that goes to Muslim law. The Muslims don't believe, burying people at sea. Totally against that. I do not believe they assassinated bin Laden. He'd been dead for a long time, and I believe they did kill Kennedy.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do?
Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Dr. Stan, of course, our guest is Barry Shamish, and he's simply pointing out the fact that John Fitzgerald Kennedy's plane, that is John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr.'s plane, supposedly it crashed as it was approaching the airfield. I think they were going to Martha's Vineyard, one of the islands out there for a short vacation. And it was John Fitzgerald Jr., his wife, her sister, and a flight instructor were on board the plane. And suddenly the plane just crashes down, noses down and crashes into the ocean. Well, of course, Barry was able to find at least four people who had actually seen the plane explode. There's a lot of difference between a plane nosing down and crashing into the ocean and exploding in midair. And four people certainly had witnessed the plane exploding. Well, then, of course, the Navy gets the bodies. And what do they do with them? Do they turn them over to the families? No, they immediately cremate them. And then, of course, they put the ashes into the ocean. Now, basically, John Fitzgerald Jr. was a Catholic, and Catholics do not believe in cremation. Did the government get permission from the families for the cremation? There's no evidence that they did. They just wanted to destroy the evidence because the last thing they could let the American people know is that they had killed the son of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, because he was writing about the assassination of Rabin, or at least he had allowed this article to be written in his magazine. And John Fitzgerald Jr. was planning on going over and talking to people in Israel and Mossad and other intelligence agencies about the assassination of Rabin and the fact that they had put a patsy into prison. In other words, a man that had actually been, and Barry had been told this by several members of the Israeli intelligence, that actually the reason that Amir had confessed, he had been told that he and his family would be killed suddenly if he did not admit that he was responsible for the assassination. Go right ahead.
Yeah, he was not going to Israel to interview any intelligence officers. He was too smart for that. He was going to meet Shmuel Levy, co-director of the Mossad, I believe, in Switzerland. Look, one of the witnesses to the plane blowing up was a reporter for the Martha's Vineyard Gazette. And he described what he saw as a big white flash in the sky, and then the plane went down. It's all I can say is if people gave a damn about the truth, they wouldn't have let this murder be cremated away, all right? But it was. Now, I don't want to dwell on this. The date makes it very important that I say this now. JFK Jr. was murdered because he was going to continue the search for the truth of the Rabin assassination. There. Now, I'm going to switch subjects. I prepared something. I'm not sure. I think I may write this. Something very strange is going on these days with your president and the Middle East.
All right, go right ahead and tell us, because basically, of course, our president is making negotiations with Iran that's simply going to seem to be giving Iran every concession they want, and, of course, totally ignoring the threat to Israel, but go right ahead.
Well, Netanyahu, now again, you have to decide for yourself. Maybe he's sincere. Maybe he really just doesn't like Obama. But he flew to Moscow yesterday. That's it. Yesterday he was in Moscow. And I'm going to read you the report I got. It's, well, Kommersant is not exactly a name known to most of your readers, but it's a the New York Times of Russia. Okay, now here's the quote. Now I'm quoting again an article from yesterday. On a state visit to Moscow Wednesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly asked Russian President Vladimir Putin to assert himself over U.S. President Barack Obama as the main negotiator in the Iranian nuclear negotiations, as he's going to be the peacekeeper, okay? Let me go on with the article. Just as Putin did over the chemical weapons in Syria. According to a report on Thursday in Russia's Kommersant that cited unnamed diplomatic sources, Kommersant said the deal on the table today from the world powers in Geneva stipulates a 6-month suspension of work on Iran's nuclear facilities in exchange for releasing $3 billion in frozen assets and a reduction in sanctions that would provide Tehran with another $10 billion. And Netanyahu doesn't like this deal at all, but he's decided he's taken it as far as he can with Obama, and he switched to Putin. Now, here are the continuation. Its sources said that Netanyahu's goal in the visit to Moscow was to convince the Russian leadership to achieve the maximum possible from Tehran with real concessions formalized in a binding agreement. Quote, we hope that Russia, as a key member of the negotiating process in Geneva, will be able to change the situation, the Israeli diplomatic source said, adding that key concessions would be to get tougher control over the Iranian nuclear facilities and the right to peer into, the quote is, secrets of the enterprise, in other words, the reactors. Now, of course, Iran doesn't allow that, okay? But now you have a quote from someone who's willing to give his name, and that is Benny Briskin. He's the director of the Russian Jewish Congress. And he was willing to talk to Kommersant. Quote, Moscow has well-developed links with Iran, as well as economic instruments that remain despite international sanctions. Quote, slurred international policies from Barack Obama opens up new opportunities for the Kremlin to beat the U.S. in the diplomatic field, Briskin said. Quote, in Syria, Russia has won in every way. In the case of Iran, it also has the motivation to be in the forefront of addressing this serious global problem. Now, I'm not sure if you caught the drift, but I've got something else to back it up. Yesterday, Netanyahu was in Moscow asking Putin to do something about this Obama.
I got that in, Chris, but what did Putin agree to? Do we know whether Putin was willing to intervene?
We don't yet. Nonetheless, excuse me again, I'm going to read you now from a Kuwaiti newspaper, and I think you'll begin to see the pattern. A Kuwaiti newspaper reported on Wednesday, that's yesterday, that Russia was set to transfer billions of dollars worth of arms to Egypt before the end of the year. According to the report in the Al-Ray newspaper, the Russian arms package is designed to specifically enable Egypt to achieve parity with the IDF. Egyptian media on Wednesday quoted a top Russian arms official, Sergei Chimitsov, as saying that Russia would be completing its transfer of an air defense system to Egypt within days.
Now, basically, you said that this was put them on a parity with the IDF. You're talking about the Israel Defense, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Yes. So basically what you're saying is that Russia is going to build up the Egyptian military so they can counter Israel. Go ahead.
I wouldn't bet with what... Okay, look. Among the items that are part of the deal are advanced helicopters and Russian-made MiG-21 fighter jets. Chimisov, all right, said at an event in Dubai. Now, listen, of the MiG-21, when I was a soldier in the Lebanon War of 82, we shot down my unit, shot down three MiG-21s. That's the most advanced fighter jet. Of course it is. They're sending, a plane that's two generations from the past. Let's start with that. But again, they're not going to achieve parity with the IDF with MiG-21s. Nonetheless, we continue with the article. Other defensive systems will make their way to Cairo in the coming months, Russian sources said. Among them were surface-to-air missiles that could knock out targets up to an altitude of 15 kilometers. When asked about how Russia expected Egypt, which is broke, to pay for the arms, Chimisov said that Moscow was prepared to be, quote, very flexible in its payment conditions, as Moscow was very interested in solidifying its relationship with Egypt. A Russian report Wednesday said that the overall deal was worth $4 billion, but Egypt would be charged just half. And by the way, they have a source of money for that half, and we'll get to that in 1 second. Egyptian sources said the money would most likely be coming from donations to Cairo from the Gulf states. Russia's, quote, flexibility may indicate that the Kremlin's objective in securing the deal, an outcome of a recent visit to Cairo by Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, was not merely financial. The past few months have seen a resurgence in Russia's previously minor influence in the Middle East and North Africa, as relations between the U.S. and its traditional Arab allies have cooled considerably over weaknesses about the Obama administration's perceived weakness of the over instability in Syria and Egypt and its hasty pursuit of detente with Iran. In other words, what's going on is nobody trusts Obama, okay? And they want Russia. It's the only other power. I think they are the only, traditionally, they're the other superpower, okay? We won't throw in China, but traditionally, that's the case. The Middle East is returning to Russia. They're trying to get out of the American grip. They think there is something wrong with your president. Look, the despair with Obama in Egypt includes widespread press reports that Obama is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. All right? This is widespread. And in Israel, it's not stated. The people wouldn't understand this, but negotiating for peace in Israel is being done by the Council on Foreign Relations. Well, let's just start with John Kerry of the Council on Foreign Relations without naming the other peacemakers. The Israelis in the know they ain't got a chance. So Netanyahu turned to Russia. And the Egyptians, well, they've been receiving American aid and American arms since 77. They're turning to Russia. America, the policies of Obama is costing all the traditional alliances. Now, I don't know how I'm going to put that into an article, but I think it's worthy of wider understanding. Help me here. should I try and sort this out?
I think that you have to point out that basically all the relationships over in the Near East and the Middle East are changing, and certainly the countries that have been our allies in the past are becoming our enemies. There are countries that many times that we've been enemies with, like Iran. Suddenly we're doing everything we can to become allies with, and everybody's losing confidence in the United States. The United States is pulling its naval forces out of that part of the world, pulling back towards the United States. Shifting suddenly the balance of our military into the Pacific, away from the Mediterranean. I think that this suddenly is going to be some terrible, terrible complications and terrible results from this. I do believe there's going to be a major war over there. And suddenly I think we have to pray for Israel and for its survival, because they're not going to have America to stand behind it.
I'm going to repeat the question. Should I carry on with this change? In the Middle East, anyways, people who used to trust the United States don't trust Obama as far as they can spit, and are turning to the Russians.
You're
again.
Absolutely right, and I think you ought to develop this, and I think you ought to try to get people to understand everything is changing over there. Go.
Now, remember, I'm not making this stuff up. I'm quoting things that happened yesterday. I haven't had a lot of time to digest this, but you've got the Middle East running from the United States into the arms of the Russians. There.
But look and see what certainly the Obama administration is doing with Iran. They're making every concession possible. They're doing everything they can to allow Iran to get money and to lift the sanctions. Iran is not giving anything in return. Why would the Obama administration be doing that? And they're doing everything they can to certainly put Israel into a totally defensive position. And Israel doesn't trust the Iranians. Israel is concerned that the Iranians certainly sooner or later are going to attack Israel, and especially if they can get a nuclear weapon. And then Iran is going to continue working to get a nuclear weapon. And if that happens, why, of course, Israel could very well be destroyed.
Well, I think that threat has many tentacles, and I won't dive into it. But the Israelis certainly know. Well, this is from IDF Radio. That the U.S. government plans to submit, quote, its own solution and force the two sides to agree to it if negotiations do not produce an agreement by the end of the year. I'll continue after the music.
The thing is, of course, that the Obama can sign a treaty with the Iranians, but the Senate is not going to validate that. They have to get 2/3 vote in the Senate, and the Senate is not going to vote to make all these concessions to the Iranians. It's just not.
Want to bet? That's what I got to say to that. Want to bet?
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish. We're living in exciting times, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very dangerous times for Israel. Very dangerous times for America.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
And Barry, I want to tell our listeners how they can get your books and how they can get your webpage and how they can get your PayPal button. How can they get in contact with you if they want your information?
Well, that's very kind of you. Oh, you're always kind. What the heck? The books are lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. 8 of 9 of them anyways. You go to the search box and you write in my name, Chamish. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. One book isn't with the rest. Don't ask why. It's called, well, just write in that same search box, Chamish, the stinger, not the stung. That's the book. My website is barrychamish.com. And yes, there is a PayPal button on that site near the bottom of the page. And yes, I am real grateful when people help me survive.
God bless you. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks very much, Barry.
Oh, my pleasure. Good night, all.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoy our weekly conversations with Barry Chamish. But very much of what Barry is saying is very, very similar to what certainly John Quirk said during the first hour. And there are all sorts of uncertainties about what's going on over there. Everything is changing and changing very rapidly. Barry doesn't think that Israel is going to attack Iran because he feels that there'll be a retaliation. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world gone mad, and certainly it has nothing to do with politics. There are powerful spiritual forces manipulating everything behind the scenes. There really are secret societies, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. It is not simply by accident that between 1977 and the year 2009, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, and you've never been told that. That 7 of the 12 secretaries of state during that era, 9 of the 12 secretaries of defense during that era, all came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. And that, of course, is certainly where Gianni Napolitano came from. That's where John Kerry came from. And, of course, Hillary Clinton's husband, Bill Clinton, came from the Trilateral Commission as well. You're not going to get the information. You can go up on the Internet and certainly check out and verify what I've said. And then, of course, you can go to the Trilateral Commission website at trilateral.org. That's trilateral.org. Look at their logo. It's actually three curved arrows, actually three sixes. You can see the three sixes bound together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. A Luciferian organization, ladies and gentlemen. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get, certainly, as I might talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan on population control, the secret agenda. That's population control, the secret agenda, Agenda 21, the covert plan, to the talks, and then read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we hope you go to our website. You can see all of the DVDs and other things that we have there. Certainly, we hope you, many of you want to actually get your health products through Radio Liberty, because we do, quite frankly, need your financial help to maintain our network of stations all across America and Sydney, with the miracle of the internet all throughout the world. And people can hear us on the internet, on shortwave, on satellite, on Sydney, on AM, FM stations, by telephone. You need more information, go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to tell others about our programs, to try to get people to understand that there really are supernatural organizations that dedicate themselves to Lucifer out there, Luciferian organizations. That is the background behind the secret society, which created the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. Look at the Trilateral Commission logo, three sixes, bound together by an upside-down broken cross. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders, our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful.